USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the framework of the social spending package contains very good things for working Americans. Schumer saying the measure tackles child care and will help American mothers get back into the workforce. He also says on the Senate floor it's fully paid for.
When this bill is passed, it will be fully paid for and reduce inflationary pressures, something that has been affirmed by many, many economists.
Republicans are worried because of all the government spending and believe inflation will continue to rise and tax hikes will have to occur. A CDC panel set to meet on Tuesday to take up the issue of Pfizer's COVID-19 shots for kids. The FDA already signing off on the vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
We only have a brief window left in the fight against climate change. That's according to President Biden, who is in Scotland speaking at the International Climate Summit. The president pushing other countries to move toward renewable energies amid a surge in energy costs.
High energy prices only reinforce the urgent need to diversify sources, double down on clean energy development, and adapt promising new clean energy technologies so we can not only we don't remain overly reliant on one source of power.
Critics argue President Biden's energy policies, like canceling construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, contributed to higher prices for gas and oil. The name of the three women who died after their vehicle was struck by a train in South Carolina are being released. The Charleston County Coroner saying the victims are from Syracuse, New York, and from North Charleston, South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A Republican congressman is reacting to possible vaccine mandates for children.
Last week, the Food and Drug Administration approved the COVID-19 vaccine for the least affected age group in America, ages 5 to 11. Congressman Dr. Greg Murphy, the Republican from North Carolina on Newsmax, says mandating vaccines is problematic.
I have since day one been an advocate of people being vaccinated. I studied the science. I got vaccinated. Even more importantly, I had my family get vaccinated, who I care for much more than myself. I believe that this is a safe and effective medication. However, what has happened in this country as far as we've moved forward, we've made decisions that are normally and historically made between doctors and patients, now between governments and citizens in the mandates. The fact now that the FDA has moved to the 5 to 11 vaccine approval, in my opinion, it is a little bit problematic.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Three of Minnesota's leading Democrats oppose the Minneapolis ballot question that could replace the city's police department with a new public safety agency. U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith, along with Governor Tim Walz, have made their opposition clear, but are not campaigning against the measure. The question is on the ballot Tuesday. It comes following the police killing of George Floyd last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.